My name's Nick Giacomantonio. I'm a cardiologist in the central zone and the director of cardiovascular prevention and management and the provincial oversight director for the Reduce It project. So cardiovascular prevention and management is traditionally referred to as cardiac rehabilitation. It has had variable application across the province and indeed throughout the country or North America for varied reasons. But the kind of program that has been demonstrated to decrease, my terms have always been death and disability. So everybody knows those terms. So from cardiovascular disease, a comprehensive program that includes prescriptive exercise, aggressive education, behavior modification, because we all have a bit of behavior issues, you know, particularly when we start to have an illness, as well as very good pharmacotherapy, the stuff we know that makes people live longer. Instituting that very comprehensively and aggressively makes people live longer. They go to emergency rooms less. They tend not to need to seek emergency care as much. From a cardiovascular standpoint, they get admitted less. They get less operations. And ultimately, when you do all that right, they, i.e. we, die less. That's nice. I like that. So that's what the idea of a comprehensive cardiovascular prevention management program is. And in the Tri-County area, there was a variation of that. That has been a variation on a theme, the same as many places across the province. So the Reduce It project is a project to standardize it so that all of that comprehensive care is applied aggressively, uniformly in a standardized fashion everywhere in the province. And that will change the trajectory of cardiovascular disease in the entire province and achieve what the government is trying to do, right? That's decrease the healthcare costs and make sure they're doing things more aggressively and faster. I think that's their tagline as of late. The Radiothon is aimed at raising some money for a parallel project with the Reduce It project. So the Reduce It project is comprehensive care in the communities across, standardized across the province, and aggressive care. But we all know that, one, if you do it effectively, you're going to have a wait list. No question. That's a good thing. It means you have to grow your program. Number two is that you're never going to be able to grow your program big enough to manage everyone. Because unfortunately, cardiovascular disease is a little bit higher in Nova Scotia, including the Tri-County area, than anywhere else in the country. So we need to find other ways than physical programs. And number three, not everybody can get there. Not everybody from Clare can come into town, or maybe Matagan, or anywhere they're at, Saunierville, Digby. They're not going to be able to come into town, whether their job, their life, their wife, etc. So you need to be able to serve those people where they live, and that's called virtual care. Prior to COVID, virtual care was something you had to do very carefully with randomized controlled trials, and then along comes a virus, and virtual care becomes a standard. Now, that's an important thing, but you got to do it right. You can't just say you're doing it and pretend you're doing it and not do it correctly. So the idea of doing it right is to try and translate exactly what we do in a physical program into a virtual space. And the way to do that properly is with some sort of device that we can capture data from. Now, we're not interested in, you know, what you do in your private life or your phone numbers or your contact list or your bank accounts. That doesn't interest us. What interests us is your blood pressure and your heart rate and your oxygen saturation and your physical activity. And wearable devices are wrist devices, right? Apple Watches, Samsung Galaxy Watches, Fitbits, Garmin, they have massively evolved over the years. Not everybody has them. More elderly people may have a phone. That's pretty common, but they may not have a wearable device. We're trying to figure out what to call it so people don't confuse it with other devices or think it's something odd. It is the cardiac a watch, right? The wearable cardiac watch. And that watch, with, you know, consent from the patient and very careful care of personal data, which is only the data I mentioned, we'll be able to manage people where they live, in their place, in their space, in their time. And we're developing that project parallel to the Reduce It program, which is funded and on its way. But we need to go beyond that. And the foundation, the hospital foundation in Yarmouth, Angie McGibbon and her staff have been phenomenal people. It's like just phenomenal people. She's very aggressive about health and healthcare, what's right. She's very bright. She wanted to be part of this. So thought that the radio-a-thon would be a good way to be part of it. And that we would, in the central zone and with Yarmouth in the Tri-County area, initiate this project when it's ready. So this parallel project is being developed as we speak, right? So we've hired a team of a physiotherapist, a nurse, a dietitian, to see how the virtual program would work and to understand the devices. So what the radiothon will raise money for is the devices that we will loan people. So if you have an Apple Watch and it's one of the higher end Apple Watches, or you have a Galaxy Watch and it's a higher end Galaxy Watch or a Fitbit or a Garmin, then ultimately the desire is to be able to get to extract data from that watch under your surveillance, of course, your agreement, your consent, and then use that the same as if you were in a physical program and feed that back to you about, oh, your blood pressure's been a bit up this week. We see, are you taking your medication? We need to adjust that. Oh, your heart rate's a little bit high, or your heart rate's a little bit low, or you're not doing your exercise. So you can see the automatic, obvious feedback. We're not going to take it continuously every day, everywhere. We'll take kind of, you know, bites that are collected over a week, you know, right? So that we'll, just like if you're coming to the program, the physical program is twice a week for 12 weeks. The virtual program will be a similar entity. You know, we're getting the physical plant up and running now. The virtual plant, if you will, with the devices is going to take a year or two. So, you know, don't expect it that we should have that in April. We should look at that in 2025, late 2025. So I don't want people to think that they're giving money that's never going to go anywhere. No, be assured it's going to go to this, and Angie will assure that and ensure that. But it might not happen immediately. We're working on it. We have a lot of ideas in place, but this is a very organic kind of growth program that will be, I think, very effective.